Soundings Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of Spymaster, written by Martin Pierce, read by the author. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Soundings, Whitley Bay, NE26, 2JT. Introduction, Uncle M. Apart from an enduring love of the James Bond films, especially the early ones, until I started researching this book, I didn't have a particular interest in spies or espionage. What I did have was an uncle who was, for a time, probably the most famous spymaster in the world. Had he been a famous footballer, or an actor, or a pop star, I would have known all about him and what he did. When your uncle is a spymaster, all you really know is his name and his job title. Everything else is just speculation. Was he really James Bond's boss, the grumpy M? Or was he George Smiley from the John le Carré novels, films and television series? Or was he nothing of the sort? Sir Maurice Oldfield was the oldest brother of my grandma, Sadie Pierce. Even though he had 10 brothers and sisters, it was always Sadie to whom he was the closest, to whom he spoke the most, in whom he confided the most. Their brother Joe said to me when I was asking him about Maurice, "Martin, you probably know more about his work than I do. You have to remember, he went away to Manchester, and then to the war, when I was still very young. And when he came back, we talked about village life and farming. He really spoke mostly to your grandma." I remember Uncle Maurice very well. As children, he always had time for us, his great nephews and nieces, and would tell us about his travels and the people he met. He never forgot a birthday, and given that the number of his blood relations was probably doubled by the multiple godchildren he had, such attentiveness was quite an achievement. I remember telling him that I would like to write stories, and being delighted when, for my 8th Christmas, a typewriter arrived with a tag saying, "Send me a copy of your first book. Merry Christmas, M." Sadly, that was not to happen. I couldn't figure out how to change the ribbon. What was mysterious about Uncle Maurice was that, given he was a spymaster, he never really seemed very mysterious at all. He was funny, friendly and kind. And the only thing that seemed different about him from the rest of the family was that he spoke posh, as we Derbyshire folk would say. But then people have told me that he would occasionally, when dealing with the posh, speak Derbyshire in order to disarm them. I remember Grandma being called to London and hanging up her apron or kicking off her farming boots to go and accompany him to a dinner with politicians. I can recall the drama of his appointment to Northern Ireland, the great sadness and worry of his last few months in 1981 when Grandma was away from home to care for him.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?